This conference is being recorded.
Topic. That was your
this
comment.
Is my topic. I knew right away when you listed the topics, this was it for me. I was saved when I was 15 years old, and you know, I was probably one of the easiest people to come to Christ, because all my aunt had to do is tell me that I could know that I was going to heaven if I died that night, and I was on my knees and I prayed, and I had no problem with that. And she did mention to me at the time that, you know, now you're going to have a personal relationship with Christ. But, you know, I didn't even understand that or grasp that. And, you know, when I was thinking about talking about what he did in my life, looking back, I understand why, because I didn't really have a real personal relationship with anybody. Nobody in my family, you know, my mother had been married a few times. I didn't really have a father figure, and I didn't have a relationship with my mom. So I didn't really understand what that even meant. So even though, you know, I got older and I would go to church and I acted like this good little Christian girl, but I didn't really, you know, have a relationship with him. And then I got married and I had my kids, and I found myself really getting in this really deep depression and just really struggling. And a lot of the stuff, I guess, from my childhood kind of came up, and I was just struggling a lot. And I was trying to get close to God, but it really seemed like the enemy was trying to keep me from doing that. And what I mean by that is that every time I try to make a step towards him, something really huge would happen. For example, one time I was, you know, I made this whole plan to go and get up in the middle of the night to pray. And I was really afraid to pray. At that time, I didn't understand God as being approachable. And I walked in my dining room, and there was a wasp on my floor, and I stepped on it. And I mean, like, what are the chances of it? Like, 2 a.m, there's a wasp on your floor, and you step on the wasp. And of course, that totally distracted me, and I didn't pray. And there were other times, too, that I just really tried, and I just kept feeling like, nope, you know what? I just can't get to God. I can't get to God. And finally, I really got to this point where I said to the Lord, you know, and not to be, like, cocky with him, but I said to him, you know, you say in your word that you came to give us life more abundantly. Well, where is it? And I wasn't looking for that, like, to be, you know, rude. I just really needed to know, well, I don't understand it. What am I really missing from this? And it was like that was exactly what God needed to hear me do and say, was to just get to that point of question him and ask if there's more. And we started going to a new church. My friend was going there, and I really saw how God changed her there. And at one point, I got on my knees at the altar. We had an altar call that night. And I got on my knees, and I just sat there, and I cried, and I cried, and, you know, I just sat there and said to the Lord, how could you love me so much? I just don't understand. Because I, you know, I had so many insecurities and so many struggles about myself, and I just hated myself. And I'll never forget this. And I don't think God talks to me a lot, but this time I knew he did. He spoke to my heart and said, I loved you enough to create you. And I will never forget that, because at that moment, that was like the changing point in my whole walk with him. And I, you know, I'm 37 now, and, you know, I've been saved since I was 15. So this didn't even occur until probably my early 30s. And then all of a sudden, you know, God started to bring me on this course of a healing relationship where I found I could come to him and that I was an overcomer and I didn't have to be this wimp, you know, like, oh, my gosh, the enemy's not letting me get to you, Lord. And there wasn't a gap anymore. And that was really the time that God just really started to do that. He knew my heart. He knew that I always challenge what I'm taught to the point where I really ask him what he thinks. I'm not going to take man's word for it over anything. I really want to know, well, Lord, what are you saying? If I don't understand it, then just help me understand. I'll never claim to know something above, you know, if I don't know what it says, I'm not going to claim I know it. And he has really blessed me for that and just really met me in those places about so many areas. And now I'm at a place where, you know, I feel completely whole and I feel like I can minister to other people. And, you know, the reason I guess the Lord really wanted me to share this was more or less because a lot of us get saved and we hear it in that whole prayer that now we have a personal relationship with Christ. But I think God really wants us to grasp what that means. He doesn't just want us to say the, you know, sinner's prayer, so to speak, and that's it, and then just go to church on Sunday. He wants to know, he knows us anyway, but he wants us to know him, and he wants us to seek after him like we would be seeking after something so precious for us. And in that, he's just given me so much joy, because now that I know, gosh, you know what, he loved me enough just to create me, just to make me, that just brought so much joy to me, and it made me gave me a purpose for living and knowing why I'm really here. So that was really the time that that really changed for me.
Cool. Wow. Great testimony. Tim, I think you were going to try to follow that.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Grayson, that was beautiful. It really was.
Yeah.
Thanks. And we talk about really knowing the first time God touched our lives. It's really the time that at least in my heart, it's the time that I knew for the first time just how personal a God he really was. I grew up in the church. I was a Christian. I accepted Jesus when I was 8. But the whole concept of God was big white dude, white beard, heaven, Jesus, bunch of saints. It really didn't have anything to do with me. Right, I accepted Jesus, therefore I had my insurance policy and I could just go on living. And when I got 18, left home, went into the military, I really just walked away from the church because it just didn't seem all that relevant to me. When 1986 came along, my parents invited me and my sister to go with them on a family vacation and a cruise. Was still in the military. I managed to get to leave time. This is something our family had never done. We'd never gathered, the four of us. My sister is 17 years older than I am. She was married very shortly after I arrived at the house. And, so we've never done this family vacation thing before. And it sounded, you know, like a lot of fun. So I had arranged to drive. I was going to drive myself down to Tampa. My folks were driving from Tennessee to Tampa, and my sister was flying from New York. My car broke down the day before I was supposed to drive off, and the mechanic told me it was an $800 fix, which, as a poor airman, I could not afford an $800 fix. So I got myself a $60 bus ticket and went down to Tampa and met up with the family there. The next morning, as we got in the car to drive to go on the cruise ship, my father had a heart attack at the wheel of the car while we were driving. And I managed to get the car pulled over safely. I pushed him aside. I grabbed the wheel, and we were driving towards, I honestly at the moment couldn't tell you where we were driving towards. I was hoping it was a hospital. But we found a police officer, and he managed to guide us in. And unfortunately, we lost my father that day. You know, and you're probably wondering now, gee, where's the hand of God in all of this? And it's funny because we always say when you look back at it, you can really see how God worked. You don't always see it when you're going through it because, of course, at the time, this was just a horrible time for me. But I looked back at it a little bit later, and this is where I saw the hand of God and just became so flabbergasted at the personalness of this great and mighty being who created everything and knew everything. It was so personal to come down to your level. For the first time ever, our family was together. We had a good day with each other. We were able to express love and feelings towards each other that we never had done in this form or fashion before. My car, which had broken down, left us with only one vehicle so I could drive my mother and my sister and home. So we didn't have multiple cars and we're trying to juggle things. By the way, when I got back, my buddy had fixed my car and it cost me $25 in a case of beer. So, I mean, you know, the big fix was just to get me on that bus so I get down there for this. But all of the things, all the circumstances around this work together. For the first time in my life, not only did I know there was a God, but I understood there was a God who cared about me individually and us as a family unit, and he cared about the circumstances around it. And I can't say I went right back to church or anything, but I guarantee you that the only reason I did eventually go back to church is because that had been on my mind and my heart for so long, it finally worked out.
That's all we have for this week. Until next time, you've been listening to Christ Junkies.